Hi there, you're listening to the LLB podcast, the podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 9 of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about how you can apply a growth mindset to interview preparation and why that'll be so beneficial for you. Let's talk about interviews today. I want to share with you some changes that I made to my interview preparation and execution process. This is part 1 out of 2. I'll focus mainly on the mindset change today and how you can prepare for interviews meaningfully. Clerkship applicants in New South Wales have started getting their first round interview invites, so congratulations to those that got an invite. You're in a small minority and you've gotten past probably the most arbitrary part of the process. For those that didn't get an interview invite, don't stress out too much. You have several other opportunities to enter before you finish your degree even. So you have a second round of clerkships you can apply to the final year. You've got graduate roles that you can apply for. You can even apply for more general legal roles at some point and have a mid-career entry. Clerkships aren't the be-all end-all, don't stress out. You can enter the commercial law industry later and you have many opportunities to do so. Those that got an interview invite though, let's talk about the big mindset shift that I had. To become more comfortable with interviews, change the expectations that you have of yourself at the interview. Ask yourself, what is your goal at the interview? Many people would argue that it's to convey your experiences, skills, and personality in the best light possible to present yourself most effectively. I counter with a change that I made, and I started viewing interviews entirely as an opportunity to ask and learn from our interviewers. Why do I do that? Obviously, it makes sense at a broad level in the sense that your interviewer is always going to be someone with more experience than you. In the legal industry, you're usually being interviewed by partners at some stage, and they're very much the experts of the legal industry. The people that get to charge thousands an hour to share their thoughts and opinions with clients, and you get them for about half an hour usually. And if you enter that half an hour with the expectation that you need to wow them with how competent you are, it's going to be a bit of a struggle. It sounds really hard, and I was super nervous when I had that mindset. I, someone who had very limited exposure to the legal industry, would now need to convey how competent I was to someone who has had decades in the industry. Sounds really difficult, but if you switch to a mindset where you're just learning from them, this takes a lot of the pressure off. You don't need to wow them anymore. All you're really doing is seeking out information, and the only mistake you can really make is not asking enough questions. So that obviously takes your mindset into a more peaceful place there, but it also just makes sense. It gets you the most value for your interview. So if you're with me on this and you want to enter your interview with that mindset, how can you practically prepare to make sure that you do that? Easiest answer here is to prepare specific and genuine questions that you'd like to ask your interviewer. You'll know who they are in advance, so one tip that I recommend, which sounds a little counterintuitive until you think about it fully, is to just bring in an A4 piece of paper with pre-prepared questions. This means you do your research in advance, and no, they're not going to think that you're weird for not asking organic questions as they arise. For the most part, interviewers that have seen my little cheat sheet have commented on how impressed they were that I've taken the time to research them and the organisation, and they're also just grateful for the fact that they're usually interesting questions that get asked because they're more thoughtful. So, how do you prepare thoughtful questions? Biggest tip here, like all other parts of the interview, you need to do your research and you need to be specific and tailor it to your interviewer. You know who they are in advance, so research them. Let's take it through a really quick spin of how you might do this. Start by just Googling them and the name of the firm they're at. This will give you their LinkedIn and maybe their firm profile if they're super old school and don't have a LinkedIn. From there, you want to basically highlight and find their topics of interest. Anything that they have a particular interest or expertise in. A good place to start is to see if they've got any articles, whether on LinkedIn or more generally. Someone that writes a long piece of writing about something that they're no longer being assessed at uni for is probably quite passionate about the topic that they've written about. So if you can ask them questions on this particular topic, it would be great. Alternately, you want to find if they're mentioned in the news as an expert in any particular area, or if they're a speaker at a conference. Once again, it shows that they're an expert in this particular area. It makes sense to ask people about things they are experts on because A, they have more to say about it, which makes them more comfortable, but B, you also get more value in terms of your questions. They're going to actually give you thoughtful responses because of their expertise. Now, if you can't do that, if they're really low-key, they don't have a LinkedIn, their firm profile just says their practice group, look up the general legal landscape within that practice group. You want to try and highlight any trends that you can see and ask them things that you wouldn't be able to Google. Don't ask them about what the law is. Don't ask them for a lecture. Ask them for their thoughts on the general landscape, any trends, any evolutions that are happening and how that might affect their clients, where they think the law is going. Ask them questions generally here that you can't find that easily. And if you fail that as well, and you fail all else, and you're in the moment there, ask them for careers advice. They're incredibly successful people, and they probably have nuggets of wisdom they can drop on you. Looking at my experiences, I did this for my interview in the last clerkship period, and I remember specifically I did this for my second round interview quite well at Ashurst. The partner I interviewed with was Jenny Mansfield, an employment law partner, and I started by looking for articles. I found a couple that Jenny had co-authored about the new whistleblower protections. I looked further at the general landscape there and found some material about the blurring between public and private line for employment contracts. And for context, this was a really hot topic at the time because the Israel Folau matter was ongoing and there was a recent decision about a public servant who had got dismissed named Banerjee. So really, we were seeing like the consequences of social media usage being brought up into the code of conduct of a particular job. Once again, private behaviour brought into the public sphere. A really important thing to note in terms of the questions I asked were, I didn't ask Jenny about like what constituted an unfair dismissal or, you know, whether this was legally within scope for employers to do so. I focused more on the trends that were emerging. Were we seeing more kinds of cases like this? To what extent does social media blur the line between public and private? Our social media profiles are quite public, but they're considered private. Is this changing? I also later followed up with whether this had an impact on Jenny's particular clients. Had she had to advise on something like this? Was she giving preliminary advice to ensure compliance? It's important to remember that you don't need to, you want to prepare a script to some extent and prepare these questions, but you don't want to be afraid of organically asking questions as they arise. They're really good questions to follow if you're genuinely curious about them. That's it from me today, and for all my connections who have been the interviewers, I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you would appreciate these kinds of questions or if you find them annoying. Do you have any tips for how people could formulate meaningful questions to ask during interviews? For law students, let me know what kinds of questions you ask in interviews. Do you do these sorts of questions? Do you take this sort of mindset? And do you think you might benefit from taking up this sort of mindset? Let me know what you think in the comments, and see you next time.